Almost that time of year again.
And you don't need to be lying to yourself.
Now look. Look. I
know the end of the year is coming, which means the beginning of a new year is coming. What I hate it. I hate using two words back to back.
Well, you know,
a new year is beginning soon. So don't be, you know, don't be walking around lying to yourself about what you need and what you want and your goals for the year.
I think the best
thing you can possibly do is, first of all, achieve whatever goal you're trying to set, whatever it may be. But
sit down and really
realize what is going wrong in your life. You know, a lot of people say, you know, I want to go to the gym. For what? You have so many more problems.
So much
more stuff that if you do achieve those, even though that might be hard, it might take longer, you'll be and feel so much better off than having not done them, or, you know, picking something as repetitive as, you know, getting ready for the beach.
If you set your goal
every year just to get ready for the beach, you're not going to be achieving much during the year. Or at least the first half of the year, because I know once summer ends, people's New Year resolution go down the drain.
Because
they all want, you know, summer bodies.
First off, you take care
of yourself. Regardless, you're not going to need to set your, whatever, your New Year resolution as going to the gym. Well, unless you have serious health issues. If serious health issues can be solved by taking care of yourself year round, but yeah, whatever I was gonna say, you probably already picked up on it.
So just go with it from there.
So you might be thinking, like, well, who are you? You know, how are you gonna tell me what I do need and what I do want, or, you know, how do I tell the difference, or how do you know that my want isn't your need, or my need isn't your want? Because first of all, I don't see exercising literally takes at minimum, and like, and you can, these are like at home workouts I'm talking about, like, you know, no weights needed, all body weight. Maybe you need a resistance band or two, but, you know, these are, you can find them on YouTube, pretty affordable workout plans, and they only take 30 minutes to an hour. A serious workout takes, you know, maybe 90 minutes, but, you know, for the average person, 30 minutes to an hour is all you need. So if you're telling me you can't squeeze out 30 minutes to an hour, whether it's right when you come home from work, before you go to work, you know, eating while at your desk, or I don't know, it's people who work at a desk, but, you know, doing what you can with what you have, because I can guarantee you, and you guys know, you guys definitely have half an hour to an hour to give up to exercise. So I don't really see that as a goal, because that's something that can be done every day. Just, well, maybe, like I said, what's you is you, what's me is me. But, like, for me, I think I'm going to work on spending habits and time management this year. Because that's something I had terrible of. Both. You know? So I think it's before you decide what your New Year's resolution is going to be, or what you're going to focus on this year to become a better you, I think you have to, like, look back at through the year and see what were you worst at. Some people have all the bases covered. They're just still young. So, you know, not everything is going to seem like, you know, tip-top shape yet. You know, some of you guys are still in the climbing period of your life. You know, nothing's wrong, but you're just not where you're at yet. So I don't think it's important to be hard on yourself, but not to beat yourself up. So I think a lot of you guys got to realize that you are successful, you are doing what you're supposed to. It's just, you know, you're 20, you're 18 still. Not, you know, you can't hop on an 8-year plan or a 4-year plan and expect it to pay out in a year. So I think it's important to look back and see what you struggled with for your New Year's resolution.